News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, let's continue the conversation about COVID-19. We're joined by Paul Reid, Chief Executive of the HSE. Paul, we heard you say yesterday you spoke of the highest level of concern ever in relation to our hospital system. How worried are you that 3 weeks into the lockdown, over 3 weeks into the lockdown, we still have 2,600 daily cases? And why do you think those figures are staying so stubbornly high?
Morning, Shane. Look, it is of extreme high risk situation that we are managing on a daily basis, and great credit to our teams. The reality of it is, if you take the past 14 days, while we have seen the transmission levels in the community come down, the reality for our hospital system is we've seen 2,700 admissions in those 14 days to hospital, and now this morning, last night, 1,923 people. And we've never seen a situation in our hospitals where two-thirds of the people in our ICU units are being treated for the one illness. I mean, that's just, none of our teams have ever seen like that. Or almost 20% of the total beds in our hospitals with the one illness. So it's still extremely pressurised for our hospital system overall. Why is it happening? I mean, we are experiencing the effects of the rapid rising post-Christmas and early New Year. We know there's a lag effect when they turn into hospitals, and there's a lag effect when they turn into ICU. But overall, it's at a level that's extreme concern for us now. Again, I always want to assure your listeners, we are taking a number of actions. We've gone into our national surge plan. We've moved about 33 patients between one hospital to another for ICU through our mobile ambulance service, intensive care ambulance service with advanced paramedics. We're utilising the private hospitals now in terms of some ICU capacity and other services to support us. It is a case as well outside of ICU. We still have 300 people who will be receiving advanced respiratory support too. So extremely high risk at the moment.
Yeah. One figure that shocked, I think, a lot of people yesterday is when the Taoiseach revealed that as many as a third of patients with COVID-19 in hospital contracted the virus while being cared for in the hospital. Now, look, nobody's saying this is easy, and the health staff are absolutely doing their best, but that's a pretty shocking figure, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a figure that's always really hard to fully determine, but the reality of it is, our hospitals are a function of what happens in the community, and we do have strong infection prevention and control measures to the great extent that we can put in place. But equally with our nursing homes or our healthcare systems, they are extremely exposed to the levels of transmission within a community, and it's impossible to put a ring of steel around healthcare systems.
Could you be doing better? Should you be doing better there?
Oh, there's a range of measures that we always remain focused on. So our infection prevention and control teams have gone into certain healthcare areas, certain hospitals, strengthened infection prevention and control measures, look at what increased use of PPE we need to use and support the use of, extra measures in terms of not just hospitals, but in terms of testing of staff that we can put in place. And that's something we're going to accelerate further again. Serial testing in hospitals.
Paul, just before we let you go, just a couple of quick things I just want to put to you. The plan is to have every adult vaccinated by September. Is that a realistic goal?
Yeah, well, I mean, with all these, when we look at the potential volume of vaccine suppliers coming on stream, first thing related to that is that they get the approval, which we all need from the EMA. Second thing is that they live up to the delivery commitments, and that's always risky and volatile, as we've already seen with the
Is September a realistic time scale for getting every adult done?
Realistically, when we look at the volumes that's committed by those suppliers, in quarter one, we should see huge advances with over 1.4 million vaccines completed. And then with the AstraZeneca and other suppliers come on stream, you are looking at over 1 million deliveries per month from April, May onwards. So again, all of that is predicated on huge levels of assumptions that we hope and do plan to come true.
Okay, a couple of last very quick things. Lobbying by TDs, even for good causes, for frontline workers to get the vaccine. Do you have a view on that?
Well,
we've seen a couple of examples.
Yeah, I think the one really strong, solid piece about this, which is good, it protects the HSE, it protects all of us, is the sequencing has been approved by the National Immunisation Advisory Committee, not the HSE, not the department. It's recommended through them to government, and the government have approved it. So that's the sequencing that we work off, and that's, you know, exactly the way we're doing it. Now, there is understandable huge pressure and demand from various different workforces to be vaccinated, and I totally understand that. And there is a level of which we will look as we move through this process. Do those need to change? Do they need to be iterative? And we've always said it is. But the reality of it is we're absolutely limited by, you know, a reasonably smaller level of supply that we have right at this point in time. So, okay. Frankly, you know, anybody can make an understandable, justifiable case, but it will be guided by the sequencing approved by government.
Okay, good to hear. Just very, very briefly before you go, I know you're not on NPHET, so this may not be within your bailiwick. Do you have a view on mandatory quarantine of patients, of passengers arriving in Ireland?
Well, the one very strong view I have is it would seem there is something very different about what we're seeing about the transmission levels at the moment. I'm not a virologist, put that down to the variant. I can't determine what variant it relates to or it's different, but something is extremely different where we're seeing whole families sick within a household, sometimes families admitted into our hospitals. So with everything else but this virus, I think we need to always recalibrate what's right at different points in time. And for now, we're seeing something extremely different happening with this transmission levels. And look, I'll leave that up to other people who are experienced in virology and recommendations for government, but we definitely are seeing something very different.
Okay, you're minded towards the idea of looking at quarantine based on that. Is that a fair assumption?
I think since the whole period of this pandemic, I'm very clear my role is to implement the recommendations for government, and I leave those decisions to government.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay, Paul Reid, always good to talk to you. Paul Reid, Chief Executive of the HSE. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.